Hello, welcome. Transfer Deadline Day award-winning gutter. They don't get any more award-winning than Transfer Deadline award-winning gutters. And joining me on this most deadly of days is Craig Hannon, Josh Sexton and Neil Atkinson. And for once, we have a deadline day where we're not just fannying about, praying on a whim and a prayer. Liverpool might do some bits, Josh. They might do, well, we've already done a major bit. We've signed an attacking flair player for tens of millions, a Latin attacking flair player from tens of millions. That was the stuff of dreams. But he's yesterday's news. Isn't it?
yesterday's chip paper already.
He's yesterday's my favourite Liverpool player of all time. My new potential favourite Liverpool player of all time is Carvalho, whose first name I
Fabio.
Fabio, I knew it was Fabio. Johnny Carvalho.
He's your new favourite.
Fabio is my new favourite. Well, fantastic Fabio, Josh. What we know so far, it broke from all the major sources that Liverpool had bid $5 million for him yesterday to Fulham as an offer to preclude them paying next to nothing in the summer as the boy's out of contract. We know subsequently that Liverpool have offered Fulham the option of taking him back on loan to the end of the season. It feels like it's getting close, this one, Josh. I was interested to note as well that other lurking parties like Borussia Dortmund, who'd certainly offer him a lot of game time, they'd get him for absolutely zilch in the summer if they held on because they don't have to pay tribunal fees. But anyway, taking all these factors into consideration, how do you see this playing out today?
It feels like Liverpool are sort of getting all the sweeteners in there early, aren't they? Like the idea of being able to loan him back, because clearly Fulham have sort of, you know, set their stall out in January and said they don't want to sell. But I think equally, you know, they don't really have much power in the situation, to be honest, do they? Because as you say, he's available in the summer, and there'll be a few clubs around Europe who are reportedly interested who will sort of be sniffing around him. So I think the chance of Liverpool signing him today seem quite likely, just because Liverpool have all the chance to throw all those sweeteners in, you know, the fee that Fulham will be able to recoup, whatever that ends up being.